Horacio, a lawyer, and Carlos, a counselor, lived together in the upper-class Recoleta neighborhood in Buenos Aires. 7 years ago, before he'd met Carlos, Horacio decided he wanted to have a biological child.
I want to have a biological descendant first. Afterwards, of course, I'd like to adopt, to help out in shanty towns. But first, I feel that I have to have a child of my own blood, and that will lead me to the next thing.
Horacio and Carlos want to stay anonymous. Carlos says, as a gay man, he always assumed he would adopt children. But when he started dating Horacio, he put everything back on the table.
The fact that the child is biological has weight. In terms of passing on to the next generation, raising and caring for your child and everything, it's the same to adopt or have a biological child. In terms of personal fulfillment and knowing that I'm sharing, that I'm giving my child the same genes and heredity, biology does have weight.
As the laws currently stand in Argentina, the woman who gives birth to a baby is the child's legal mother, says Claudia Siluani, a lawyer who specializes in assisted reproduction. As a result, surrogate mothers who change their minds, and even judges, don't have to honor surrogacy contracts.
People come to me and say, she's my best friend, or she's my sister. That is, there won't be any problems. So that part is fine, supposedly. But what happens when it's time to adopt? What do you say, Mr. Judge? Will you let me adopt the child? The judge can say yes, but can also say no.
At the moment, Argentine couples seeking surrogacy usually go abroad to either the United States or India. In the United States, a surrogacy costs between $80,000 and $120,000, and about 1,400 surrogacies are performed every year, about half of them for people outside the country, like Horacio. In India, a surrogacy only costs about $12,000, but the lack of legal safeguards deters many. Horacio and Carlos's surrogacy has cost almost $100,000, of which about $20,000 will go to the surrogate mother, Rebecca. Rebecca is a nurse who lives in Miami, Florida. She already has two children, says Carlos.
Ella disfrutó muchísimo la época del embarazo.
She really enjoyed being pregnant, but she doesn't want the responsibility of a third child, but she did want to be pregnant again. When this opportunity came up, she went for it.
Surgió esto y se embarcó.
In December 2012, a clinic in Miami tried to implant an embryo in Rebecca's uterus, and 10 days later, she took a pregnancy test. Carlos remembers receiving a two-line email that said, unfortunately, the test result was negative.
In that moment, my world crumbled. I was stunned and upset. What are we going to do now, and what will happen? What does all of this mean? The impact of a two-line email was immense.
Carlos and Horacio still wanted to have a child, but many in Argentina don't think surrogacy should be permitted. The Catholic Church is a principal opponent of surrogacy in the country. Maria Inés Frank is a political scientist and lawyer who teaches at the Catholic University of Argentina.
The women who rent their wombs are women who need the money, so we would be trading something that, legally speaking, should be outside the realm of commerce. Surrogacy treats women as objects and also treats children as objects, as products. That is, we're talking about two people or one person that want a child and that buy a child. It's definitely that. They buy a child and they buy a healthy child.
But lawyer Claudia Silvani disagrees with Frank's interpretation of the practice.
If the woman who's going to get pregnant is informed and educated, if all her questions and concerns are answered, if she has information about how everything is going to be and she chooses freely to go ahead with it, then it would be disrespectful to consider her an object.
At the last minute, legislators removed the legalization of surrogacy from the civil code revision proposed by the Argentine Supreme Court, in part because many weren't sure about the practice. A delegate for the San Luis province and a member of the Peronist Front Party, Ivana Bianchi, looked at legislation from various countries where surrogacy is legal and didn't like what she saw.
The majority of surrogacy contracts have a clause that talks about abortion, a selective eugenic abortion. If the mother carrying the baby finds out through an amniotic fluid test that the baby has some physical or psychological problem, she has to abort. I'm against abortion.
Proponents of changing Argentina's laws argue that adoptions take 3 to 5 years in the country and that not everyone has the money to pay for a surrogacy abroad. And they add that outlawing surrogacy simply pushes the practice underground and prevents regulation. Lawyer Claudia Silvani says she's hopeful that surrogacy will be legalized soon.
The subject is now present socially, judicially, legislatively. That is, I believe that it's only a question of time. Sooner or later, we're going to have legislation on the issue.
Vamos a tener una legislación al respecto.
Horacio and Carlos managed to scrape together the funds for a second fertilization attempt this past March, and Rebecca, the surrogate mother, is now pregnant with a baby girl. So Horacio and Carlos are preparing their apartment for the baby that's due in December. They bought a home with an extra bedroom in a building that's next door to a preschool and close to Horacio's work.
Vengo a trabajar caminando.
If I walk to work, I'm there in 15 minutes. If they call me and I run home, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Voy corriendo, estoy en 10 minutos.
If all goes well with their first child, Horacio and Carlos plan to have a second child, this time with Carlos's sperm. But they don't have the funds for a second surrogacy in the United States, so they hope the laws are changed so they can have their second child in Argentina. Alicia O'Neill, DW, Buenos Aires.